This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. A report out this week from the New York Fed found that credit card delinquencies are on the rise, especially among young people. 8% of 18 to 29-year-olds were late by 90 days or more in the first quarter of this year. That's the highest delinquency rate for that group in 8 years. And that kind of delinquency can have long-term effects. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
After the financial crisis, laws made it harder for credit card companies to target college students. But Andrew Davidson at Mintel Comper Media says in the last few years,
we have seen credit card issuers really focus on younger consumers in terms of their targeting.
Crazy point bonuses, Uber credits. The New York Fed says over half of young people now have credit cards, an increase that's coincided with a rising delinquency rate. Ben Carlson at Ritholtz Wealth Management says credit cards are useful.
But unfortunately, people probably aren't told the dangers of having a credit card.
90-day delinquencies can put a big red mark on people's credit reports, which means more expensive loans down the line. Plus, credit card interest rates are rising. They're now 17% on average.
If you start getting behind, it's not surprising that people go delinquent on these cards because the rates you're paying are so astronomically high.
Carlson says anyone with a big balance and an expensive rate should call their credit card company and ask to work out a better repayment plan. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.